This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado's Secretary of State is trying to formally remove the official in charge of elections in Mesa County. Jenna Griswold had already announced that someone else would oversee the election since Mesa clerk Tina Peters is under criminal investigation for helping leak sensitive voting information. Now, Griswold is going to the courts to take Peters out of the process altogether. Republican Wayne Williams, former Secretary of State, will oversee this fall's election. The January 6th Selection Committee plans to ask telecom companies to preserve records for members of Congress, including one from Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The committee looking into the Capitol riot is poised to ask that Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's phone records are preserved, according to CNN. It's one of the first steps in the committee's investigation. Boebert's office says she has not gotten a request, nor is she aware of one. A committee spokesman would not comment on the report. In an emailed statement, Boebert said Democrats are trying to distract from Afghanistan and, quote, thankfully the American people are smart enough to see right through this charade. The freshman was criticized for tweets she sent on January 6th, likening it to 1776 and telling the public that the House Speaker had left the chamber. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Services says it's reopening fire-damaged areas in northern Colorado just in time for hunting season. Many places had been closed due to last year's wildfires and this year's wet weather. People can now return to places like Long Draw Road near Fort Collins. This is CPR News.